And for example, Peter, these are here today's date is 02/15/2025. Dictation is for Leonard Johnson. Johnson spells J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Leonard spells L-E-N-A-R-D. Date of birth is 03/25/1968. This is a 56-year-old gentleman here for routine follow-up period. Patient stated that he was recently here for a general visit for general and routine follow-up. He had some labs and is here to review those labs results. Stated he was here on 2/13/2025. Said since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today said he has no complaints. Period. Next paragraph. Review system. Patient stated that his Ozempic was not approved by his insurance company. However, the insurance company indicated that they will approve Mounjaro. Next paragraph. Review systems. All of the systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. In this paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, and medication analogy were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. In this paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented. No acute distress. His vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 138/92. Pulse 60, respiration 18, temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities. No discomfort, range of motion. He bears weight well with no anatomic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro. Alert oriented, tennis 3, cranial nerves 2, tennis normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affected normal. Appearance paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is morbid obesity, number 2 diabetes type 2, number 3 hypertension, number 4 air for lab review. Period. Next paragraph, patient's labs were reviewed. His testosterone is low. Next line. Cholesterol is elevated. 262 for total cholesterol, 196 for triglycerides, and 178 for LDL cholesterol. However, his HDL cholesterol is elevated at 47, period. A1C is 9.4. This is elevated from prior levels, period. Testosterone is 30.7, normal 46 to 222 to 224. Next paragraph. A patient's medication was reviewed. He will be started on Mounjaro. An attempt for Ozempic to be approved again was unsuccessful. Mounjaro, we will inject 2 milligrams IM weekly for 30 days. We're strongly encouraged before we commence Mounjaro to check his glucose prior to injection. Anything below 100, he should defer administration of that medication. He was educated on how the medication can be administered. He said to me that his wife usually injects his testosterone, so she knows how to do it, period. Patient was also given a refill of testosterone to /mL. He will inject 1 mL weekly for 90 days. Number 12, Milt. Please go back to Mounjaro. Injection will be 2.5 milligrams weekly for 4 weeks. Back to Mounjaro. Patient was advised if he experienced any side effects from the medication, we should be informed immediately so we can make some adjustments. Was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.